The Obama administration today is announcing new steps to tighten the rules on how the FBI and the CIA and other national intelligence agencies collect and hold data on Americans and foreigners. It's a move that comes a year after the president promised to reform the National Security Agency's controversial surveillance program following outrage over the Edward Snowden leaks. The new regulations will require intelligence analysts to delete private information that has no intelligence purpose from Americans, and it will also be required to delete information about foreigners within 5 years. David Sanger is national security correspondent for the New York Times. He's with us now. David, welcome.
Thanks. Good to be back with you.
Well, what is the goal here with these new rules from the White House?
You know, these are some of the modest changes that were promised by the president after the Edward Snowden disclosures of summer of 2013. And what's interesting to my mind is what he's done, but more interesting in some ways is what he hasn't done. You may remember that there was a commission that he created of five experts, some academics, some from the intelligence world, that recommended a number of changes in the NSA and so forth. The changes that you've seen here are intended to give some more privacy protections to foreigners, extend to them some but not all of the privacy protections that Americans would have, to assure Americans, as you suggested, that if there was information that was incidentally collected about them, maybe while somebody was listening in on a line that they thought would have a foreign terrorist on it, that if that information turned out to have nothing to do with terrorism, it would get deleted. But many of the big recommendations, nobody has yet acted on.
Like what?
Well, I'll give you an example. The White House is still debating how to go deal with the question of encryption. The commission the president created said, if anything, intelligence agencies should be strengthening the encryption that is used commercially, that's used on your iPhone, that's used in your email, and so forth. And that started a huge debate because since Apple came out with much increased encryption just a few months ago on the iPhone 6 and the operating system for that, you heard screaming from the FBI, from
right,
the intelligence agencies. And now there's a big fight going on within the administration about what do you do here? Because if you allow a backdoor in, not only will that make it harder for American companies to sell their products, but that'll be copied by the Russians and the Chinese. We'll say, well, if Washington can do it, we should be doing it already. In fact, the Chinese have already demanded that. So there are a lot of harder issues that have been kicked down the line here.
So it sounds like you're saying critics will not be satisfied here. They're going to say the president is not doing enough to satisfy privacy advocates and people who just want to make sure that the government is not storing information on them that they don't need for intelligence purposes.
Well, some of this is the president, but, you know, let's not forget about Congress. So think about the biggest thing the president said a year ago. He said that the government would get out of the business of the bulk collection of all the phone call metadata. Here, that's the phone numbers, time of calls, place that you were calling, that's collected on every phone call in and out of the United States. And when that was revealed during the Snowden revelations, the president said, we're not going to do that anymore. It'll either be the telecoms will do it, the telephone companies, or we'll set up some outside group. Well, a year later, the government's still doing it. And when you ask the question, why is that? The answer is because the telecommunications companies, AT&T and Verizon and others, say, if you're going to have us play this role, you've got to compel us to do it. Probably also you're going to have to pay them to do it. But so far, Congress hasn't passed the legislation that would compel them to do this. Now, Congress is going to have to do something by June 1st because that's when the authority for the government's own collection of this data will expire.
But you wonder if there's going to be any appetite to do more, especially when we've got the news of the recent terrorist attacks in France, the rise of ISIS, and just today, a video purportedly from ISIS appearing to show a Jordanian pilot who's been with the group since his capture in December being burned alive. If anybody's going to want to up the game on privacy while potentially lowering the game on security.
I think that's right. The pendulum has certainly swung since the summer of 2013, when you had a lot of people running around saying we're going to limit what the NSA can do and so forth. Now, there are some new limits. For example, I describe in the story today how the White House has now taken over the review procedures to make sure that if you're tapping into the phone lines of a foreign leader, the way the U.S. was tapping into Chancellor Angela Merkel's phone lines in Germany, that gets reviewed by the White House, and somebody is sitting back and saying, okay, if it's a choice between doing this and getting real intelligence and the risk of revelation, what's more, you know, what's worth it? Are we getting good enough intelligence in this to take the risk?
And by the way, Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, is coming to Washington to meet with President Obama next week. So we'll be watching to see. Maybe this will come up. She's here on Monday. David Sanger, national security correspondent with the New York Times. Thanks as always.
Thank you.